So tell us what's new here with the CORE network. What are you doing differently to respond to outbreaks of foodborne illness?
Well, you know, we're really excited about the CORE network, and it was created not only to manage response, but there's a focus on signal detection and post-response activities related to incidents that involve multiple illnesses that have been linked to an FDA-regulated human or animal food or cosmetic product even. So really what's different is not only are we building upon the best at what we've done on outbreak response, but in addition to that, we're really looking at strengthening our efforts to, you know, prevent, detect, and learn from these incidents. So it really will result in increased public health protection, which will lead to even more effective preventive food safety policies and practices. I'm sure you've heard of the Food Safety Modernization Act, and this is right in line with those focused efforts on prevention.
So this is another step in that whole process. This is streamlining, getting that expertise into the FDA?
That's absolutely right. And actually, the vision of the CORE network started even before the Food Safety Modernization Act, because we're always looking for continuous improvement and looking really for those preventive aspects. The CORE network really has a multidisciplinary team that is full-time dedicated to outbreak response, and as I said, not only the response, but the signal detection and the lessons learned and the post-response activities. So we have a multidisciplinary team that will help with continuity of this effort, promote strong team building, not just within FDA and the CORE staff, because it really is a network. It's about the field staff in FDA, as well as our external partners, consumers, industry, state and local agencies, other federal agencies, CDC. So really, it is a strengthening of those communication and coordination efforts to streamline.
Now, what about the USDA? Do you work with them? Because I'm thinking about this cantaloupe outbreak that's happening right now. Is there any way that CORE could deal with something like that?
In fact, CORE is dealing with it. We really began to be operational in August in the Listeria, current Listeria outbreak, with recalled whole cantaloupes by Jensen Farms, was the first major outbreak that the CORE network has dealt with. But many of the folks on the CORE network have been dealing with outbreak response and as well as some lessons learned in the past. So we have a really talented group of folks. One important change, too, I want to point out, with this Listeria outbreak associated with whole cantaloupes, Jensen Farms did recall the product. Do we want to make sure consumers know not to eat the recalled whole cantaloupes? And there's even more information on our website. The CORE network has an internet website where you can learn more about foodborne outbreaks and about CORE network. And just today, I guess it was late last night, we updated our webpage with specific consumer information on the Listeria outbreak. And so if consumers have that recall product, one, they shouldn't eat it. They should throw it away. And two, if they happen to have had it in their homes and in their refrigerators, we want to make sure they clean and sanitize their refrigerators, because Listeria, it's a pathogen that actually likes the cold, which is somewhat unusual for our pathogens that we deal with in these outbreaks. So it's really important if consumers have that recalled product in their homes, in their refrigerators, that they clean and sanitize the refrigerator and other surfaces that may have touched that recalled product.
We're talking with Sherry McGarry. She is the senior advisor with the Office of Foods at the FDA. So once the program is really up and running and getting some momentum behind it, how are you going to be able to measure success?
Well, measuring success in foodborne outbreaks and also in signal detection and some of the post-response is challenging, but it is an area, in fact, we are focused on addressing and strengthening from what's been done in the past. And there's many ways to measure success. One way is to look at the streamlined process, faster decision-making through having this CORE network and, a coordinated and communicated approach to outbreaks and signal detection and post-response. Looking at how rapidly the agency responds to these outbreaks, preventing additional illnesses, identifying food safety trends that may prompt FDA to take action before an outbreak occurs. And I'd say almost most importantly, besides responding quickly and get that product off the market, is really to learn from the outbreaks. So we can take those learnings and prevent those outbreaks in the future. We can share them with industry, and practices can change. And so improvements in the food supply can happen even quicker as we make these lessons learned and communicate the lessons learned.
And how are state and local agencies involved?
Well, you know, a great example of this collaboration in rapid response and the post-response efforts is the Listeria outbreak. And certainly we are gravely concerned with the illnesses and deaths that have occurred. And we're committed to learning from this outbreak. And we have the state of Colorado very much a partner in this outbreak and in the post-response activities. So that's a good example as we're conducting a root cause analysis to really determine how this contamination occurred. We're working with our partners at the state level. We're also working closely with CDC to get those lessons learned so we can change those practices and prevent it in the future.
And just to be clear, you have a dedicated new facility at FDA that is for the core network, so there's people physically together checking on what's going on throughout the food supply.
That's right. At the headquarters level, we have a dedicated group, a full-time basis to ensure continuity of the effort, promote a strong team building. But in addition to the headquarters level, where we have a multidisciplinary group comprised of microbiologists, veterinarians, environmental health scientists, epidemiologists, in addition to that headquarters level of a full-time basis, we also really see this as a network, and we have our field force as part of this network in detecting and responding in this post-response activity. So it's, a network of expertise to really commit to signal detection, surveillance, response, and post-response activities.
In establishing something like this where it's a whole new facility within your facility, does that change the way the rest of you are going to do your jobs?
Well, it's a group of individuals that is dedicated to this effort, and how it changes our job, really, it has allowed us to focus on some of the prevention activities, and FDA has done response well in the past, and so we build on that. But in addition to that, we can have these individuals who, again, are a cohesive group, focus more and have dedicated efforts to the prevention side as well as the post-response, the learning efforts. So it does change how we do things. It strengthens it. It streamlines it. We have improved coordination, which, again, always is going to result in increased public health protection and also identifying those preventive food safety practices.